You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. The first component of any successful campaign is making something that's highly showable. That means it lends itself to being photographed and to being captured by users. So here's what I mean. You have seen those organizations where they have some kind of campaign and they send people out in the middle of a town square to give hugs to people. And they'll have signs that are like, oh, free hugs. Now, essentially it's leading to something where the t-shirt pushes people to the organization's name or something like that. But it lends itself to be shown, captured visually. So even if a person doesn't participate in the campaign, they can't help but to take a picture or to go and tell a friend about it or to capture on video or to post about it on Instagram because it's highly showable. So if you're creating any kind of campaign that doesn't rely on a visual in order to be shared, you're already setting yourself up at a disadvantage. So recently we had a client who said they wanted to do something where they were giving away free mentorship programs. That's well and good, and trust me, we think it's important to be mission-based whenever you're doing anything in your business, but that could be an entire campaign that doesn't have to be advertised at all. The entire cycle of that campaign could live in the background, and that's not what we want. So let's say that we're going with the idea of like, oh, we want to mentor young people for free. Okay, that's really great, but you could recruit, train, mentor, all of that without anybody knowing. And all of that can happen and not be shown. It's not necessarily something that's exciting to capture if it was shown. So you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're putting together for this campaign is highly showable. It lends itself to being seen. And even if a person didn't want to participate, they can't help but to snap it, to record it, and share it with their friends because it's so enticing or so unique visually. The second component of any successful campaign is its degree of invitation. So what I mean is if you're promoting anything, you're doing any kind of campaign and it rests on you shouting at other people and telling them what you're about and they have to just listen, you're doing it wrong. A truly successful campaign hinges on people talking back to you. It is dependent on people's participation and it invites their voice to the table. So whether it's something where you're calling for submissions or you're asking people to share their story, people tend to participate when they're allowed to talk about themselves, when they can participate, when they can share about their background, when they can showcase their experiences. Because honestly, basic psychology says that people like to talk about themselves. This has been proven time and time again. Research has shown the brain activity that goes off whenever we talk about ourselves. So if that is people's natural tendency, why not design a campaign that caters to that, as opposed to trying to climb an uphill battle of making them do what you want them to do? Do something that lends itself to what they already do, which is talk about themselves. So can your campaign invite them to show off what they've got going on or to submit their story and talk about themselves? So for example, you see some of these brands on TikTok that have partnered with different TikTokers and created challenges and you have to either dance or show off your shoes. And let's be honest, a lot of the sponsored campaigns on TikTok are corny. I'm just gonna say it, they're cheesy, but the reason they're so contagious is because they let people put their own spin on it. They encourage you to put your own style on the campaign. So let's say, for example, DSW, the shoe company, did a campaign a couple months ago on TikTok. It was cheesy, I'm gonna say it. But the reason it was so successful and had so much participation is because it encouraged people to show off their personal shoe collection. So there was a certain song and a certain dance you had to do, but it allowed you to show your shoe collection. So even if you had no interest in DSW or no interest in buying new shoes, you're gonna participate because you wanna show off your shoe collection too. So that's a perfect example of having a campaign that invites people to show off some aspect of themselves or to tell some part of their story. If you can create some kind of component in your campaign that invites people to do that, you're on your way towards success. The next component of any successful campaign is simplicity. Now, I know this doesn't sound very fun or exciting, but here's the key about this particular component. If it's really complicated for someone to explain to somebody else, then they're not going to explain it to somebody else. They're not going to share it at all, either because they're confused or it takes too much effort to repeat to another person. And a lot of popular campaigns, a lot of successful campaigns have hinged on their shareability, but people can't share it with their friends, nor do they want to if it's a complicated idea. Sometimes when I'm watching Shark Tank, which is one of my favorite shows, and you see people getting up there to pitch their idea, you'll see a lot of the sharks shut down immediately when they can't explain it or when they have to ask multiple follow-up questions to make sure they understand the concept. As soon as you have people struggling to understand what it is or struggling to explain it to somebody else, you've lost them, because the most contagious factor of a campaign is that people can rapid fire and excitedly and willingly talk about it to their friends. They want to go and tell their friend about this crazy cool thing they saw, or this really unique and exciting thing that they saw when they were at the mall or when they were browsing online. You can't wait to tell a friend, but you're not going to do that if it was too hard to understand or if there were too many obstacles or barriers to entry in order to participate. So earlier we talked about the importance of having some kind of component that invites people and allows them to participate. But if you make it too difficult to access, then you just kind of made it really counterproductive. So the key here is to make sure that it's simple, meaning it's easy to share with others and articulate, and it's also easy for people to participate. As soon as you've made it difficult to access or to talk about, you just blew your chance. And the final component of any successful campaign is not necessarily a sexy or exciting one, but it might be the most important, and that is determining your success metrics. So how will you know that the campaign did well? Hopefully it's not something silly like likes, which we can't really translate into anything tangible or meaningful, but how will you know that you did a good job or that it worked? For many people, that could be something like website traffic. So you design the campaign and house a big part of it on the website. So for people to access, they have to come through the website and take a look, and they have to vote or whatever it is. But you use web traffic as a way to determine whether or not the campaign was successful. Another could be shares on social media, right? Which we know to be more valuable than something as simple as likes, because people engage more, and also the multiplication that takes place, the way that it grows, is really expansive and important. It could be a number of registrations if people have to register for something. It could be product sales, but how will you know that you did a good job and that you're reaching your goals? It's really important that you home in on that before anything else. The next component of a successful campaign, this one's kind of optional, but it works well if you integrate it, and that is some kind of layer of exclusivity. So if you can in some way make people feel like they're the only ones and cater to our basic need to feel special and unique, that's a win. We once had a client who was hosting a Valentine's event, and instead of blasting out the news that she was having this event and coming from an angle of, oh, I want you to come, please buy tickets, everyone's welcome, well, that doesn't compel you as much. Even if she's showcasing the details of the event and enticing you by telling you what the program's gonna be and the food and all of the features, because it's like it's putting you in a position of, please, everybody come, I need sales. And that doesn't really prompt us to feel special. But if you do something where you hand select a certain group of people to get invitations and you send them out, which she did, she sent out these very intricate, almost ridiculously intricate invitations to a select group of people. She didn't even have to tell them to share on social, because it catered to that very first component we talked about, which is making something that's highly showable. So it was so intricate, you can't help but to share with your friends the unboxing. And so she sent these invitations out to pre-selected people to invite them and them only to this event. Well, of course, when they've got their phones out and they are, you know, recording, like, oh my gosh, look at this invitation. Oh, and they're like recording and zooming in on that fancy invitation they're getting. Naturally, the first inclination of their followers and people viewing that video is, what's this event? What is it for? Why didn't I get one? How do I get involved? How did you get selected? How can I be selected? And so it plays on our need to be invited, to be included, and it plays on our joy, we won't admit it, in feeling special and top tier. That's why you have general admission and then you have VIP, and people selecting VIP because they want to feel like there's some kind of imaginative hierarchy, okay, all of that. Again, your best bet is to play toward people's basic human behavior, our psychology, and our egos in order to have a campaign that's highly shareable, attractive, and overall successful. So even though there are tons of different creative things that you can do to make sure your campaign is successful, in my opinion, these are the top five to make sure that you have a campaign that brings you a new audience, that enhances your reputation, and does a great job of increasing brand awareness about your overall brand, or gives you success with some kind of new product launch or campaign. So I hope that you're successful in this. If you have any questions or you want more insight or help with your own campaign development, then reach out to us. You can find us at tellpublicrelations.com or on Instagram at tell, T-E-L-L, public relations. Either way, we're excited to come alongside you as you work to get more of the shine that you deserve.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.